Lara Dolan's the Chief Executive of the Māngere Budgeting Services Trust, and today we're talking about South Auckland's first social supermarket. Foodstuffs North Island and the Budgeting Service Trust have officially opened a new service for those who can't participate in retail groceries to shop for what they need. It's a kaupapa that many of us are a little unfamiliar with, Lara. So thank you for joining us on today's program. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora. We've all known about the Māngere Budgeting Service. I see you guys have moved just down the road from where I am, and Walmsley Road in Otahuhu. But this kaupapa that we're talking about today, the first social supermarket in the south side, describe what it is, please.
Sure, Dale. So social supermarkets are a contemporary take on the traditional food bank approach. It allows a greater choice and dignity for our clients. So people who are experiencing food insecurity will be able to choose what they need for themselves and their family in a supermarket-style environment rather than getting food parcel. And how it works, it has a point system. The single adult or a couple will get allocated 55 points and larger family 75 points. And small surcharge will apply.
Okay. It makes some sense. I mean, I'm saddened that this is the reality for so many, but these are very difficult economic times that we are witnessing, Lara. Tell us about the support that is helping to stock the shelves.
And so the social supermarket, it's a partnership between Foodstuffs North Island and us. Foodstuffs North Island, they're expert in providing food, and we are a social service provider. So we know our community and our people and understand their needs. So Foodstuff and partners such as Ignam Chicken, Frontiera, Sanitarium, Waters, Kraft Heinz, Bed Brothers, Kiwi Harvest, and Baker's Delight, Puka Kohi and Botany Downs are all our partners who will support us in having food in our supermarket for people.
What's the name of the supermarket?
So name of the supermarket is Tato, and our staff come up with a name. Our staff are predominantly Pacifica and Maori, and Tato means everyone or for everyone in some Pacific languages and also have a similar meaning in Te Reo.
Yeah, I think it's a neat name as well. And, you know, hats off to those who have put it together. This is the social supermarket. The Budgeting Services Trust, are you still offering advice to people? Because so many whānau find themselves trapped, really, I guess, and they've borrowed from Peter to pay Paul, and the next thing you know, things have spiralled out of control, and many don't know where to look. Some put their heads in the sand. But how's the budgeting service, the new version of the Māngere Budgeting Service, tracking?
So, and we're still as popular as ever. The demand increased again by like 17% compared to last year, and we still provide financial mentoring services. We do have financial literacy courses, debt solutions, support, counseling, and our food assistance program, which is social supermarket now. But once again, Dale, we need to work with whānau, and whānau needs to want to improve their financial well-being, so they need to be able to work with our financial mentor to work on their budgets, to bring them back on their feet, so they don't need us anymore. Our success will be when people don't come to our social supermarket and they don't need food support. It's mean that they are independent.
Tēnā koe. These social supermarkets, I'm not quite sure how many are operating, but I know it's the first in South Auckland. Are they here to stay, do you think, Lara, or are they just a stopgap measure until the economy recovers?
Well, we have a partnership agreement for 3 years, so as far as we are concerned, we're going to be staying a minimum of 3 years, and during this time, we're hoping to help as many whānau as possible to gain financial independence and well-being.
And that's the ultimately, it's been the goal. How many clients has the budgeting service now got, Lara?
So, like in terms of food support, this financial year we already helped 6,717 people, which is almost 40% up compared to last year. And I do believe that demand for social supermarket will be also high.
Kia ora. Well, I want to wish you well. Is the social supermarket up and running already, and where precisely is it?
So it is up and running, and it is next to the Tahuhu train station. But I encourage people who experience financial difficulties or food insecurity, please get in touch.
Tēnā koe, it's nice meeting you, Lara. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, Dale.